Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Bayikan Daf Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas, Biakam Moshe, Harnish, Almas, should have an Aliyah. Now, Rabbi Lamachlek is regarding on Shemitah, if one's allowed to bring out fertilizer into their field in small amounts with the intention of eventually making a large pile, and by then it's going to be evident that he's just storing it there and not actually fertilizing the field. Currently, though, he only has small amounts. The Chum said yes, no problem, whereas Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah said no, and the first explanation was because maybe he won't find any more fertilizer, and it's going to turn out that the area with the small amount is being fertilized on Shemitah, which is Usur. The second explanation was that it's Maris Ayin. So now going with that second explanation, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yosef Rabban Amar, he says, Ilan Shmuasa Dahacha, this member of Elazar ben Azariah, that something's also because of Maris Ayin, actually is relevant over here. The Tanin Taman we learned over there in the Mishnah, now over there is really referring to our Mishnah. The reason why we're saying over there is because this is a quote of Maseches Shvi'as, so that's why it's saying over there, because it's referring to Mayad Katan, but again, it's our Mishnah over here. The Elazar ben Azariah Amar, he tells us, no digging in Amma, this water channel, on Chal Maid or on Shemitah, and on Rirmi, he explains why would that be. That's because he's preparing the sides of this channel for planting. When he's digging the dirt out of the ground for this channel, he piles it up on the sides of this little ditch that he's making, and now it's nice and soft and crumbly dirt, so he's able to plant in it, and that's Aser. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Barchiya says, B'shem Rabbah Bar Mamo, B'nei Maris Ayin, it's because of Maris Ayin. It looks like he's being chayrish, it looks like he's plowing the ground when he's digging this amma, this channel, this canal. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu they want to say, the Man Damar Taman, the one that says over there, which again is referring to over here on Chol Hamoed and Shemitah, then B'nei Maris Ayin, the reason why it's us is because Maris Ayin, V'kai Maris Ayin over here too. Meaning this discussion in Maseches Shvi'as regarding if one's allowed to bring fertilizer out into their field if they only have small amounts, the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asers is because of Maris Ayin. It looks like he's fertilizing the field. Whereas Manda Amar Tamal Bnei Shumachshas Del Azriah, the one that says over there, which again refers to over here regarding digging the Amma, this water canal, this channel, that the reason why it'd be Asar Chol Hamoed and Shemitah is because he's preparing the sides for planting with all the dirt that he's piling on the sides. Well, V'kai Ma Islach over here in regards to Shemitah, what would be the problem? What does it have to do with piling fertilizer? Therefore, according to this explanation, Lascha El Kada, you would have to explain that the problem during Shemitah regarding bringing fertilizer out into the field is Shemalayim Tzolei Zevel. Maybe he's not going to find any more fertilizer. And it's going to turn out that the little fertilizer that he did bring out into the field is now fertilizing that spot. As we had said in the introduction to today's daf, that's the first explanation that we had given to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ask the Gemara, what's the practical difference between these two explanations? Answer, let's say he's digging a ditch in order to prepare it for building. He's digging for the foundations. So somebody want to say, the one that said that it's an issue of Maris Ayin, with Kabbani Maris Ayin. Over here, it's also Maris Ayin. He's digging a ditch. It looks like Harisho. It looks like he's plowing. Looks like he's preparing the ground for planting, even though he's not. But it looks like it. It's Maris Ayin, so it's Asur. Where's Mandorm Tamo, Bnei Shumachshas Del Azriya? The one that says that the reason why the Amma is not allowed to be dug is because he's preparing the sides for planting because that extra dirt is piled up on the sides. Well, Harei Enimachshas Del Azriya. Over here, he's not preparing it for planting because he's going to be building. Now, one more memory regarding Shemitah, because remember, this whole discussion is really a quote from Maseches Shvi'as. Hakol Maiden, everyone agrees over there in regards to Shemitah. When a person wants to bring their fertilizer out into the field, that if he has stones, a tsroirus, or a pile of pebbles, a sid, or a lime, a gypsus, or gypsum, which is another type of sid, mutter, it is permitted to bring his fertilizer out and place it onto these things, because it's obvious that he's not fertilizing his field, he's not putting it on the field, he's putting it on stones, or pebbles, or lime, or whatnot, so of course, he's not fertilizing his field. Going back to the Mishnah, we had said, in we're allowed to fix up water channels. They got stuffed up with rocks and dirt, and we're allowed to clear them away. The Gemara clarifies, that's because this is necessary for Chol Hamoed. Avodah she'ein l'tzar chamoed aser, but something that's not necessary for Chol Hamoed is aser to do. Now, for the clarification of the next part of the Mishnah, this is b'shel yachid, only when we're talking about something for a private individual. Avodah b'shel rabim, when we're talking about doing something for the rabim, afil davar she'ein l'tzar chamoed mutter, even something that's not for the moed is permitted. Kadot debani tzchusa, like the merchatz, the bathhouse of this place called tzchusa, itav chasas, it got ruined, something happened. We take out the word b'mayada, it happened even before Chol Hamoed. Rishon l'en rabavo mevdin b'mayada, and rabavo allowed them to fix it up on Chol Hamoed. As a Gemara, b'tirach v'kivnu, is this allowed that a person is allowed to wait until Chol Hamoed to dafka do this tircha, dafka do this work on Chol Hamoed? Kivnu means he's mechavin, he prepares, he sets a schedule that they're going to fix his bathhouse on Chol Hamoed. Loisav Rana Meimar, didn't they think to say, obavad shaloi chavnis machto Hamoed, that if a person has work that needs to be done, it might be allowed to be done on Chol Hamoed, but he's not allowed to be mechavin, he's not allowed to organize his schedule to say, you know what, I'm going to dafka do that work on Chol Hamoed. As Mashav Ravavo's psak, this bathhouse, even though it got ruined before Yom Tif, it's allowed to be fixed on Chol Hamoed. Is that a problem? So they said that in lo misav de kedoin lo misav de oid. If it's not done now, they're not going to continue doing it. Maybe that's because there's a lot of people that are responsible and everyone always shifts responsibility. And so if right now on Chol Hamoed they have the ability and the desire and the willingness to fix it, so it's allowed to be fixed on Chol Hamoed. Another example, Ardis Parin Tachasas Maida, the river of Tzipirin got ruined on Chol Hamoed. Chavraya Savra Meimar and Cham Besmash wanted to say the shards permit to fix up Menadah from the following. We had said in the Mishnah with Taknus Kakulia Mayim that we're allowed to fix up all water channels and things that have issues. That's allowed to be done on Chol Hamoed. However, Pichas, he said, because of the sound of the hammer. What's that referring to? So we have Mishnah Masechah Sota that tells us that up until Yochanan Kolo came along, the Patish was Maka in Yerushalayim, meaning the blacksmiths would do their work on Chol Moed in Yerushalayim, and that's because it was a Dover Aved. This is something that was going to cause them a loss, and so Me'ikar Adin was permitted. However, Yochanan Kolo came along and said that it's Asur. That's because the sound of the blacksmith's hammer was so loud, people would hear it from very far away, and they wouldn't realize that this is a blacksmith doing work that's Dover Aved. They would just think that people are doing work on Chol Moed. Everybody said no blacksmith on Chol Moed. That's because of the noise. Same thing over here. Even though Me'ikar Adin, it would be permitted to fix up the river, since there's going to be a lot of noise. This is called Av Shemilsa. People are going to hear it. They're not going to realize that this is a Dover Aved. They're not going to necessarily know what's going on, and therefore that's a reason to Aser it. Another example, Beis Alma de Bar Makatia, Itapchas B'Moeda, the Beis Alma, which is the Beis HaKvaris, the cemetery of Beis Makatia. There's an issue that happened over there on Chol Moed, and Rav Chana Sover Meimar, Shari Min Hadav, Oisin Kol Tzarchei Rabim, Rav Chana want to say that it's permitted to fix it because it's considered Tzarchei Rabim. Our Gimel on Beis on top, Armelir Mon, Ramana told him, V'Latan Rav Shmuel, didn't Rav Shmuel teach, El Lios Shafan and Sid Kayan, the only thing that would be permitted is to take clay or cement and seal up a crack or remove dirt that's there, but no making any sort of proper binyan, any sort of building, and it seems like that was the situation with that Beis HaKvaris. Now we just quote our Mishnah, which says, Chaitan Oisan, that we could do this to the water channels that got stuffed up, and what does that mean? Garfin line, that we can shovel them out and clear them out, Kaitanin Tamal, because it was taught over there, Chaitet Betsinur Lekabel Tzroiros, so when Chaitet, he scrapes out and hollows out a pipe, so there could be little pebbles in it, and so this lashon of Chaitin is to scrape out or to shovel out. Continuing, the Mishnah said, Vaisen Kol Tzarchei Rabim, we could do all Tzarchei Rabim on Chol Moed, and says the Gemara, Eloin Tzarchei Rabim, what's considered Tzarchei Rabim, something necessary for the public? So we have many different examples, Dan and Dine Mominus, Dine Fashis, Dine Makos, we can judge proper monetary cases and capital cases, and Makos, if a person deserves Makos for doing something wrong, the Torah says he gets Makos for, Upay Dinas HaShvuyin, Va'arachim, V'charomim, V'agdeshois, we can redeem captives, and Arachim, Charomim, V'agdeshois, refer to certain things that a person donated to the Beis HaMikdash, so that could be redeemed, and Umashkin as a Saita, if we have a woman who's a Saita, we could give her a drink and go through the whole process of Saita, V'sarfin as a Paro, we could burn the Paro Adum if we have a Paro Aduma, V'arfin Egla Rufa, we could chop the back of the neck of an Egla Rufa, V'rites an Eved Ivri, and we can make a hole in the ear of an Eved Ivri who decides to stay past the time that he's supposed to. So Tara tells us that we put a hole in his ear. That can be done on Chol Moed, Umetarnas HaMetzaira. If a person's a Metzaira, we can go through the whole Tahara process if now that's proper time. Last, we have something which is not necessarily considered Tzarchei Rabim, but it still is allowed to be done on Chol Moed. Umefarkness HaMinol Me'al Gabi HaImom, Avol Le'Machzir Noisai. One can remove the lock from the top of the Imom, which is the base or the form that was used for making the lock, but he's not allowed to put it back on. And that's because putting it back on is for fixing it. That's called a Maisa Uman. That's done by skilled craftsmen, and that's also done on Chol Moed. We continue. The Mishnah said, we can make it Sion, a marker regarding graves. It is by pouring Sid, lime, to mark that this is a grave. Asking why these been on Chol Moed? Like Martinum Adar, wasn't this already done in Adar? We have Mishnah Masechet Shkalim that tells us that in Adar already, the Bez would send out Shluchim, and they would be Mitzayin Kvaris. So why is it being done again, Chol Moed? Right now we're talking about Pesach. So why is it being done about a month later again? And that's just if we could explain, Shira Chetav Shal Geshamim Shatvai, that there was a whole deluge of rain that washed away the fresh Sid that was placed in Adar, so therefore they did it again. Mishnah also said, Vietz and Afal Kalayim, they go out regarding Kalayim. Shlichim Bez didn't go to people's fields, and if there's Kalayim, forbidden mixtures growing, so they uproot it. Ask more of the same question, like Varyatsu Ba'Adar, didn't they already go out in Adar? This is in the same mission in Shkalm that we just mentioned. And the answer is if we could explain, Shaiz Hashanah Fela, that it was a late year of Anat Smachim Nikarin. And when the Shlichim Bez went out in Adar, nothing had grown to the point that they were able to discern. It's only now that it ended up growing, so on Chol Moed they could go out. Now going back to Kvaris, Uminai Letzion, how do we know this concept that we're supposed to mark graves? Rebrechia, quotes of Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, Beshem Rav Chunyad Bas Chavron, and Rabbi Yisrael Merlo, he said that it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Beshem Rav Chunyad Bas Chavron, and Rav Chizkiah quotes Rabbi Uziel Bered Rav Chunyad Bas Chavron, who said Beshem Rav Chunyad Bas Chavron. The Pasuk tells regarding Metzaira, V'tamei Tamei Yikra, and he should call out Tamei Tamei, meaning the person who has Saras, he calls out that he's Tamei. What do we learn from here? Kadesh Dei Toma Kairu Loi Befia, by Maris Loi Praish, this is like the Toma, so to speak, calling out with its mouth and saying, stay away, stay separate. It's the same thing with the Kvaris. We wanted to, so to speak, call out, there's Toma over here, don't come close. Now, Rabbi Lassus, Rishim, Shmuel, Bernachman, a different source. We have a Pasuk in Yecheskel that tells us as follows. Let's just read the Pasuk, then we'll go into the Gemara and explain it bit by bit. It says, Va'avruha Ivrim Ba'aretz, and those who are passing through will go through the land, Vira Etzem Adam, and they'll see the bone of a person, Ubana Etzleit Sion, and build a marker next to it, Ad Kavarosem, Makar Melgea Main Gaig. So it's the Drasha. The Pasuk tells us, Va'avruha Ivrim Ba'aretz, Vira Etzem Adam, Ubana Etzleit Sion, Mikan from here we learn, Shemitzai Nal Atzamais. We make it Sion, we make a marker when there's bones there, because it says Etzem. Now, what do we learn from the word Adam? Mikan Shemitzai Nal Shizra Val Gugailes. This tells us that we'll make it Sion when even all we have is the Shizra, which is also known as the Shedra, the spinal column, and the Gugailes, the skull. That's also a reason why we're going to make it Sion. Then the Pasuk says, Ubana, Mikan, we learn from here, Shemitzai Nal Kabe Evan Kavua. Then we make this Sion, we make this marker on a stone which is set into the ground. ground, not a moving stone. Why is it? Because if we're going to say that we're going to make this marker, we're going to put sid, we're going to put lime on a stone which is detached from the ground, then it might end up rolling and being moved and metame somewhere else. Because since the sid on the stone tells us that there's tumah here, well, if that stone ends up getting moved, somebody might touch it or go over it, and they're going to say, oh, I became tumah, my things became tumah, and it's really not true. The stone's not over the mace anymore. So therefore, this tzion, this marker of sid that we're going to put on the stone, has to be a stone that's in the ground. Then what the pasuk says, etzloi, that tells us b'makam tahara, in a tahar place, which means when we have a mace over here, we're going to put the sid right next to it or around it, not on top of it. And that's because we're afraid the person's not going to be paying attention, and he's only going to notice where he is once he's actually on top of the stone. Well, if the stone is on top of the mace, that means the person's already tum and you haven't helped yourself. Therefore, the stone is really around the mace. When the person finds himself on this plastered stone, he's going to realize, oh wait, don't go forward, because then you're going to become tum. So that's why it says etzloi, next to it, not on top of it. Then when the pasuk says tzion, so mikam tzion, from here we learn that you're supposed to make a marker. There are more discussions about this. Matza evan achas mitzuyanes. Let's say a person finds one stone that has this marker on it. Afal b'she'in mekaymin kain. Even though we're not going to leave it like that, we're not supposed to do lechatchila, as we just mentioned. It's not supposed to be one stone on top of the mace. It's supposed to be around the mace. Nonetheless, hamal aleha tamei. If a person was mile over it, he did put his body over this stone, so he is tamei. Because ani yomar say the mace comes to tzuyanos and tachtel. There's a squished piece of mace underneath it. And again, even though it's not supposed to be like that, since we only found one stone, we assume that the mace is underneath that stone. Hayushtayim, let's say there's two stones. So amal alehen tahar. Person puts himself over those stones, he's tahar. But ubeinehen tameh. It must be that in between them is the tumah, because that's why there's two stones, trying to mark that in between these two stones is the mace. However, imay acharsh beintayim, if the area in between these two stones was plowed, dalad omar alfa on top, harian ki yechidyos, then they're viewed as two individual stones, and therefore, beinehen tahar, the space in between them which is plowed, is tahar, and sivivaysehen tameh, around them, which means around the plowed area, namely underneath these two stones, tameh, that's where the tumah is. Now, Tani, we have a braisa, ein mitzayin nala basar, we do not make a marker over just flesh from a corpse. Why is that? Shemen nesach al basar, maybe that flesh is going to decay, which really means it eventually will decay, and then there's this marker here that says that there's tumah, but there really isn't tumah anymore. However, Yisrael Barshunein ba kumir v'mana, he asks, v'loy nimtza matam taras tumafreya, doesn't that turn out then that retroactively something that was tahar is really supposed to be tumah? Because if you're not marking the spot where there's flesh from a mace, so a person's going to go over that spot, he's really going to become tummy, and his things are going to become tummy as well. But since there's no marker, turns out you have things that are really tummy lamafreya. So Amalei respond to him, it's better that we have this temporary kilkel than a long-term kilkel. You're right, until the flesh from the mace decays, we're going to run into an issue that certain things are supposed to be tummy, and we're going to treat them as tahar. But if we end up marking it, we're going to have a much bigger issue, namely that forever and ever we have a marker over here showing that there's tumah, and there really isn't tumah, and we're going to end up treating things that are tahar as tummy, and that's a larger problem. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.